Do you wish you had a framework which would help you resolve all your problems with your clients in a professional way? The biggest issue that I see professional photographers deal with is not how to take beautiful images. It's how to deal with clients in a professional, concise way that makes everyone happy, because that's all we want. We want our clients to love our images. We want our clients to love the experience that they have with us, but sometimes things can get sticky. So how can you resolve problems in a way that makes everyone happy? Well, we're going to talk about that today on the Focal Points podcast. Let's get started. Do you struggle with all things you need to run your photography business on the day-to-day? You're not alone, and you're in the right place. You're listening to Focal Points. We're an Enphoto podcast hosted by Dori Howell, and we are here to help you create a business that you love. I don't know about you, but there came a time in my business where I actually welcomed people being a little bit unhappy with my services. Now, let me backtrack this and explain where I'm coming from with this. I'd gotten pretty good at making people happy with what I do, making people happy with what I'm dealing with, and all of those things. The happiness quotient in my business was great. But the fact of the matter is making everyone happy all the time wasn't necessarily causing me any challenge, any way for me to grow personally. And that's what I was looking for. Once I got everything lined up, I'm like, every once in a while, I would really love to have a client come back and just push back on me and say, hey, what about this? Or what about this? I actually was challenging myself to want the picky client. You know, the one that asks all the questions that kind of drive you crazy, the one that picks apart every single thing in your process, asks you why you do certain things. I knew that with clients that were just going along with the regular process, that I loved those clients so much. But every once in a while, I'm like in the back of my head thinking, you know what? I wish someone would question me, because I know it's not perfect. And I also know that growth comes in being uncomfortable. So if people were pushing back on me a little bit, asking me questions that I was forced to answer, that I would get better at my job and better at my craft. It's not because I wanted clients to be unhappy. Obviously, that's never ever what we want in our business, but I wanted clients to push back a little bit and ask me why I did certain things, or ask me why I had to have this process in place and why it seemed to be an inconvenience for them, but why it was for their benefit. So in doing this, I started taking account of every time a client pushed back on something. Now, it wasn't to push back on me in a negative way. They were just being inquisitive of why I did things a certain way. And I realized that every time this would happen, I would address the questions in a certain way that made them happy, made me happy, made my studio a little bit more money, and made them hug me and walk away wanting more, right? I'm like, okay, how can I do this for other people? How can I share this with other photographers? So today's podcast is actually an introduction of sorts of what I call the Resolution Roadmap. And it's a new program that I've put together for photographers that will help you resolve all the issues that you have with clients in a professional and positive way. And the way that I thought I would introduce that is just going on the podcast and talking through it. Now, is this the whole program? No, of course it's not the whole program. I can't do that in a 20-minute podcast, but I can go over the high-level steps that it takes. And then if you're interested in learning more, I'm going to direct you to a place where you can learn more and get the program if you're interested. And I think it really will help everyone out. So we've had certain podcast episodes that talk about mastering the client objection and all those types of things. And I think that that's really, really important to know how to address these little sticking points in your business every single step along the way, because they happen. And because clients are different, sometimes the way that we need to react to them is different. But what if you have conflicts that come up and you had a way of going through a step-by-step program that worked for every single one? I gotcha. It's here. And I'm glad to be able to present it to you. So let's just dive right in. How can you resolve conflicts effectively and professionally with your client that keeps them happy, but also makes you feel like you didn't give away the farm when it came to their request? Whether that's saying, oh, that's just the digital files and can't we have them all? Because you're not going to do anything with them, to why you don't want to shoot at a certain time of day, or why it's important that they read all the instructions when it comes to doing your session as far as what to wear, how to plan, all those different things. Like, people will push back all along the way, and some of them will elevate it to actually being a conflict with you, and you'll be butting heads. So how do you resolve those conflicts? So we're going to dive into it right now. The first thing I really feel is important, which is missed in a lot of education that gets put out to small business owners, is that please, 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 no matter what happens, address your client by name. Don't just say hi in an email. Don't just say hello when you answer the phone and you realize who's on the other end. Say, hi, Tim. Hello, Sonia. Address them by name. It makes them feel heard. It makes them feel seen. It makes them feel important. It makes them understand that, oh my goodness, this person understands and wants to communicate with me because I am important to them. Don't go so casual when you're, especially when you're resolving a conflict, that you forget about these little subtleties. Always call them by name in a greeting. You can do this on the phone. You can do this in email. You can even do it in text. I know when I get a text from someone that says, hi, Dory, comma, and they're actually putting it together in a professional way without abbreviations, with punctuation, that they've taken the time to invest in the response that they're sending me, and it makes me feel so much better. It makes me feel like they are taking what is happening in the conversation that we're having seriously. Don't discount how that reflects on you professionally by using a greeting and using personal standards when it comes to your communication. That should be a given, but I make that basically step one because it's something that's being forgotten in our marketplace. As new generations come up, new ways of communications come up, don't forget these standardized ways of communicating with your clients. So that's just a freebie for you. That's not even in the Resolution Roadmap program, but that's just a freebie for you. That's kind of like step, you know, minus one or step zero. We're going to call that step zero. Use their name. Be professional. But what is step one? Step one is the fact that you and your client need to get on the same page as far as what the actual issue is. How many times do you have a voicemail from a client or an email from a client and you see it and you don't want to respond to it because it just makes you uncomfortable? But the fact of the matter is you're not on the same page of what the problem actually is. You need to have that conversation, that exchange with them. And I would suggest you do this over the phone and not in email at first. Have that conversation so that you can hear in their voice the importance, so that you can calm them if need be. But you can define exactly what the issue is. We as humans like to assume that we know what's going to be spoken next, what's going to be done next, and what the issue is. And because for the most part, humans are not great communicators when it comes to expressing themselves at times of conflict, many times what we say isn't what we mean, especially many times what we type isn't what we mean. And so then you have someone, you, on the other end of your studio, taking that and realizing, oh my gosh, they said this, this, and this, and that must mean this. But in actuality, you two aren't even on the same page of what the problem is. How are you going to come to a resolution of that? So step number one is you have to be able to clearly identify the source of the issue and agree upon it. Now, that doesn't mean you're agreeing on fault. It doesn't mean that you're agreeing on the resolution of that issue. You're just saying, okay, client, I understand completely where you are coming from and what is causing you some pause at this point in time, or what is making you upset at this point in time. You're just agreeing on the issue. You're clearly defining the issue. I always suggest to my coaching clients, you need to be specific as possible. It can't just be, I just didn't like these images. We know that's how you supposed to fix that. I just didn't like the images. Okay, that's great. You didn't like them, but can we maybe find out exactly what you didn't like about the images? Is it the lighting? Is it the outfits? Is it the hairstyle? Is it the fact that your kid was way overtired, even when I told you not to plan their session at their nap time and you did it anyway because it worked best for your husband's schedule, and now they were crying basically the whole time and their eyes are red? Like, what exactly is the issue? Because then you, as the service provider in this situation, as a photographer, you need to say, what can you fix and what can't you fix in this situation? And I have a whole program for talking about things that you can't fix, of dealing with clients that you can't, like, you can't help that they picked bad clothes, even after you sent them a clothing guide and gave them all the tips and tricks of making sure that things fit well and that they were ironed and that they were cohesive colors, and you asked them to send you pictures of their outfits to make sure everything would work, and they don't do any of those things. Where does the responsibility lie? Well, it's their responsibility. Right? We're not going to argue about that. But unless we know exactly what they're unhappy about, we don't know how to approach solving that problem for them, or whether we can even solve it. And a lot of times in clarifying the conflict, we discover, oh, wait a minute, they just want a chance to vent. And that's okay. They just want a chance to be heard. And I've had this many, many times where I have had a client tell me that they're unhappy with something, or they want to talk to me about something because there's just something that's not sitting perfectly right with them. And at the end of the conversation, we never even got past step one, because all they wanted was a chance for me to listen to what they had to say, to empathize with them, let them know they weren't totally crazy, but also realize there wasn't too much that they could do about the fact that you told them not to get their color and their hair cut, you know, the day before the session. And they did it, and it came in, you know, not quite right for the images, and there's not a lot you can do about it. But they want somebody to listen to them, and they want somebody to vent to. So many times I don't even get past step one when it comes to these, because I'm coming to the conversation with empathy and compassion, trying to clarify the issue for them. But if you're going to do this and you're going to move on to step two, you want to clarify the issue and you want to be as specific as possible. That's the key. Then you go to step two. What do you hope to achieve in resolving the conflict? What do they want? So one, you want to articulate to your client that yes, you want to resolve this. And the only thing you can do here is focus on what you can do. You cannot control what your clients think, do, or how they act. So determine your goals here. These are your personal goals, not what your client wants, but what you want. Then step three, you have to be able to share and understand what your client hopes to get out, what your client hopes to get out of this resolution. And here's the thing. How do you do this? You just ask them. Ask them what they want. How would you like to see this resolved? Many times they might just say, you know, I don't really see a resolution to this. I just wanted to let you know that this is how I felt. Great. Thank you so much for this important feedback. I really appreciate your time and letting me know. And I will do my best to make things better in the future. Normal people will not necessarily want the whole refund or anything like that. They just want to communicate with you and have that conversation. But when you're asking them how they want this resolved, you're finding out exactly where they stand and how far you are away from coming to a resolution on this. You know, if they're, say, a wedding, and you're like, okay, I missed two important shots of the day. I'm going to send them, include some free images in their album or something as a, you know, as compensation for that. And they come back to you and they say, you missed two important shots of the day. I want a full refund plus a full album, wall art, you know, whatever it is. Obviously, you are so far apart in that resolution, but it's really important at this stage in the game that you know where they stand and you know what you're looking at, because that's going to help you move on to the next step. So then you need to understand this. The fourth step is you need to understand the needs and concerns. So what are the underlying needs and concerns of both parties? If you miss a shot in a wedding, it's usually not because you just missed a shot, but it's because you missed a shot of grandma in the family pictures. Maybe she didn't make it back, or maybe she was off to the side and she didn't get this one shot with grandma with the couple. And you know that, and they know that grandma has terminal cancer and there's no way that they're going to be able to do this again. But you don't know that yet. So maybe they share that with you, and that helps you understand more of the heaviness of this situation for them, be able to empathize with them. And what are the needs when you get to this? What are the needs and the concerns of both sides? So how do you do this? You ask open-ended questions to hear better and to understand their perspective. So there are 3 more steps to this program, plus some notes. But before we get into that, let's take a listen to this awesome deal from Enphoto. We all have heard the saying that an image is worth 1,000 words. And as photographers, we are so lucky that we get to capture the images that tell our client's story. One way to tell their story is through the Enphoto Dreambook 4K. It really is the perfect gift where you get to write their story. It's a premium choice in the Enphoto collection of books. With this almost lay flat design, every page can tell your client's story in a beautiful way. And I've seen these, I actually have some, I've given them to clients, and they're absolutely beautiful books. I absolutely recommend the Dreambook 4K, and it transforms artwork into a beautiful, breathtaking narrative. Now, you get a great discount on this if you're a new client and you want to get a sample. You can get a 75% off sample by heading over to focalpointspodcast.com. It's one of the best sample discounts in the industry, and you won't be disappointed. Every client deserves to have their story told in a beautiful, beautiful way. Okay, as you know, I'm a big fan of Enphoto, and I love their artwork. And if you haven't taken advantage of that special for sample art, you really, 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 really need to. It's a great, great deal. One of the best in the industry. But let's move on. How do you resolve these conflicts? Now, here's where things can get very creative when it comes to dealing with clients. Because like I said earlier in step 4, you kind of want to find out where they are in the scope of how to resolve this. Where do they stand? What do they want? Basically, what do they want? That's what it is. It's step 4 is you find out, what do you want here? Like, what's the deal? And step 5 is when you have to actually generate some solutions. So this is your job. And this is what I always tell people. And if you've listened to the podcast any number of times, you know that I always say this: just because a question is asked doesn't mean you have to have an answer right away. So this is, to me, the part that can actually take the most time, is that you might say, how would you like this resolved? And they tell you how you would like this resolved. And you say, those are some great options. I'm not sure I can honor that exactly as you have presented it. But can you give me 24 hours to come up with something that might benefit both parties? Not benefit both parties, but something that will be favorable to both parties to get this resolved. 24 hours to 48 hours is very standard resolution time. It is perfectly okay for you to say, can we have a conversation at 1 o'clock tomorrow? And I'll give me some time to think about how we can resolve this issue. That breathing space is so very important. You don't want to be put on the spot with a client who asks you or even demands that you give an answer right away at this step in the game, because you could be giving away way too much. You want to have a chance to maybe call your mentor and talk to them about the situation, about what's been said, and have them help you through it. I do that a lot in my coaching businesses, where my client calls me and says, hey, this happened with my client. How do I address this? Okay, well, let's talk about all the different pros and cons. Having a third party to be able to walk through this with you is so, so very important. I don't necessarily suggest posting on Facebook for these types of things, even though I know it's very common practice. You have a problem with your business, you send it out to the Facebook world, and then you get a bajillion responses of how you should address something. The issue is with throwing it out into Facebook is the fact that not all those people know all the intricacies of your business. They don't know where you're coming from. They don't know maybe the background without you going into a post that's so long that maybe nobody's even going to read. And if someone does take the time to read it and offer you advice, I have to challenge why they have so much time to read posts on Facebook group versus running their business, right? That's just a whole nother side thing. But you want to get some feedback on how to approach this with your client. Tell them you need time and you'll get back to them in 24 to 48 hours. Maybe set an appointment time to do this and honor that appointment time. Make sure you get back to them within that time frame. It also shows that you're taking it seriously. To them, there's a level of like, I want to think about this. I really want to make sure that we do what's right in this situation. Can you give me 24 to 48 hours to think this through and come up with a great solution for everyone? That makes them feel like you are actually going to put in the time to care for them well. And I think that that's very important, especially when people are a little bit irritated. So generate those potential solutions. Come up with more than one if you can. Present the one that is going to impact your profits the least first. But remember, you're in business. You need to make money. You don't want to give away the farm every single time someone's a little upset with you. So Work together. You can work together and brainstorm with your client. Then you can take it to your mentor to run it by your client. You can get back to them in 24 to 48 hours with maybe one or two options of how it can be resolved. Understanding that it is a compromise, that maybe not your solution isn't going to make them extremely, extremely happy, but they will accept it. Sometimes they won't accept it. And that's a whole nother thing. But most reasonable people are going to appreciate the fact that you thought about it, you worked through it, and you came up with something that would work in everyone's favor, because that's what most people want, right? But step five is generating those potential solutions. Step six is where you communicate those solutions and you negotiate them, because usually, just like in car sales, the first thing that someone puts out on the table, someone's not going to accept. I have dealt with in my business some people from different countries where bartering is something that is way more common. And as Americans, I think culturally, we're not really receptive to the bargain. In some of us, we get upset. We find it culturally offensive for someone to offer, want to bargain with our prices, because we don't bargain at Target. We don't bargain at the gas pump. We don't bargain at the grocery store. What makes someone think that they can come and bargain with me? But when you're resolving conflict, negotiations are part of the game that some people will play, and you need to be ready for that. So when you're presenting your solutions, don't necessarily present the very best one the first time. Have some room to grow on this. Negotiating is a tactic that I think every small business owner needs to be somewhat aware of, because you will have clients that want to negotiate with you. And even though we don't necessarily find it culturally appropriate, we live in a world where we have clients that are different from us and have grown up differently than us. And so it's important to be able to communicate with them effectively, especially at this point in the game. So ideally, at step number six, you communicate, you negotiate, you come to a resolution, you find something that's mutually beneficial to both of you. And being able to go through that is super, super important. So you've resolved your issue. Step six, yay. Everybody may not be happy, but it's resolved. You're going to move forward. You're going to be able to move on to other clients. Stop wasting the emotional energy on these people who are trying to drag you down with this resolution and move on. So basically, at this point in time, you've completed the portion with your clients, right? You're done at step six, but that doesn't mean you're done in your business. And I think this is something that is also missed. Like I talked about at the beginning of the podcast, where we talked about like step zero, treating your clients, calling them by name, dealing with them professionally, no matter how you choose to communicate with them, using names, using proper punctuation, all of those types of things. That's step zero. When we're coming back to step seven, this is another area where I think people don't pay enough attention. Because ideally, when you have a conflict with a client, you don't want it to happen again. You want to be able to avoid those in the future. When approaching this step, you don't want to forget that there are always things that can be refined in your business to avoid this from happening in the future. So you need to reflect. How did this happen? What maybe got missed? Did you have just a client that really just didn't read everything, even though you told them five times to read everything and they just never did it? You can't control their actions, but you can control your actions. Do you feel like you did everything in your power to avoid this from happening? Or do you take a little bit of responsibility for what has happened and need to reflect on that in your business, just being self-aware of the fact of, okay, I could have handled that better. I need to be aware of that for next time so that it doesn't happen again. So you need to, within your business, set boundaries, ground rules, and establish clear expectations with yourself and any staff, if you have it, so that those things do not happen again. Conflicts are never fun in a business. And most of you are not like me, where you look for people to poke holes in your process. And I get that, and that's okay. But it's really, really important that you are self-aware enough and you reflect enough to realize that these things do happen and that we almost always have played a small part in them happening. None of us are perfect. Our clients are perfect, but we are not perfect. So we need to be able to objectively look at ourselves, at our process, how we speak, how we deal with our clients, how we communicate with our clients to make sure that something like this doesn't happen again. And if it happens two or three times and you're dealing with the same conflicts with clients over and over and over, you definitely need to accept the fact that you share some responsibility in that. But that's a podcast for another time. So here's the deal. My resolution roadmap is available now, and it goes through these steps in much more detail with videos, handouts, and everything that you need to resolve your issues with clients now. If you want access to that, we have the link to that in the show notes. It's a great deal. And if you use the keyword or the coupon code podcast, that's it, just that word, podcast, you'll get a 20% discount off this program. I know this program can help almost every single photographer. It isn't a long program. You can do this in an afternoon. You can get the handout that you can print out, have it at your desk whenever there's a conflict, so you know the steps to go through. It's a very basic, easy to understand program. And if it's something that you're interested, I would love for you to be able to have this at your disposal to use in your business to better your experience with all your clients so that you can make them happy. And as a result, make more money, because that's what it's all about, right? Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Focal Points Podcast. My name is Dori Howell. You can find all the information you need from this podcast located in our podcast notes. If you have any questions at all, please reach out to me on Instagram. My handle there is the Dori Howell, DoriHowell. I would love to hear from you, and we will see you next time on the Focal Points Podcast. Thank you for joining us today. Don't forget to head over to the show notes page at blog.enphoto.com/podcast. That's blog.enphoto.com/podcast. Get the download for this program and link to a wonderful, wonderful 75% off special for your first sample order from Enphoto. You don't want to miss it.